What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
A lot of head movement there. Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, this is Tim. We are continuing our inspirational stories Monday. I need to figure out a better catchphrase, but it's okay. It's Black History Month, so we're doing some of our favorite Black inspirational leaders. But before we get to that, how are you, Tim?
I am doing amazing.
I like how we just talked about speeding it up, but then Tim's like, I am doing great.
I was saving it for the kick, you know?
If you want to support the podcast, like, share, subscribe, tell a friend about this positive news that we're doing every Wednesday and Friday. Also follow us on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, where we post positive news stories and our videos, plus Tim's pretty face. Yeah, let's get to it.
Word. Who are we talking about today, sir?
We're talking about Harriet Tubman.
Ooh.
This might sound a little cliche, but I have a reason for wanting to talk about Harriet Tubman for our inspirational story.
Why is that?
So a couple of years ago, our former President Obama was talking about putting her on the $20 bill mm-hmm. that our current president isn't too fond of.
Gotcha.
And I was like, that's awesome. Andrew Jackson, not exactly the best person.
Right.
Harriet Tubman, probably the most inspirational woman I've ever read about.
Facts.
And I was talking to people about it, and they're like, that's ridiculous. Like, no, I was at work, at the place I worked at, I was the only African-American there. People I was working around, like, very expensive restaurant, white customers, they, like, why are you so impressed by Harriet Tubman? Like, they had, no one knew anything about her. And I was just like, it's ridiculous. So I feel like more people need to know her inspirational story. And the more I read it, the more inspirational it gets.
See, that's what I like to hear on The Positive Truth. Please give us the truth about Harriet Tubman.
Well, her name was Harriet Ross. They called her when she was younger, Minty.
Nickname?
Fun fact.
I didn't know her last name was Ross, so I'm learning things already.
Well, she got married later on and got changed to Tubman.
Oh, okay.
So, she worked as a cook in a plantation house, and she had 8 brothers and sisters, but they were all forced apart. When she was 5 years old, she was rented out as a nursemaid, where she was whipped anytime a baby cried.
Oh, man. Someone with a 7-month-old daughter that cries randomly just because, like, that's terrible.
And she was 5 years old, so it left her with physical and emotional scars. And at age 7, she was rented out to a planter to set up muskrat traps, and then later rented out as a field hand. This is all before the age of 8.
Ugh.
But when she was young, she had this desire for justice that would last for the rest of her life, but it got her in trouble. So when she was 12, she saw an overseer about to hit a fugitive slave with a rock. It was a massive rock. She jumped to save him. She got hit in the head with a rock when she was 12.
Mm.
And it cracked her skull open. So she was having a seizure. She was bleeding and fainting. They didn't care about her. She was a 12-year-old slave. So they took her to the house, laid her down, didn't put her on her bed. They're like, well, hopefully she's okay. It left her with headaches and narcolepsy for the rest of her life. So when she was, like, working, sometimes she would just fall into a deep sleep at random.
Oh, that's tough.
This lasted for the rest of her life. So what everyone knows about Harriet Tubman with the Underground Railroad, this is while she had narcolepsy.
So this is way beforehand.
Yes.
Like, she's dealing with all this negative stuff that's going on in her life. Ugh.
So she had no family members. She had moved away, didn't have any brothers and sisters, just had her head cracked open, and she's 12 years old. So she started having vivid nightmares and visions. She was a stout, like, she was really, really Christian. So she was like, I'm having religious views. But because of this deep sleep and her, like, crazy vision she was having, no one wanted to buy her. So her owners hated her. They couldn't sell her because they, like,
everybody thought she was crazy.
Yeah, everyone thought she was crazy. And she was, like, basically worthless. She was right. Like, we can't get rid of this crap slave.
Right.
So in 1840, she was born in 1820, Harriet's father was set free and learned that her original owner was set free all of her father's children. So she was like, great, I'm free. But her new owner was like, no.
What?
not going to happen. So she got married to a man named John Tubman 4 years later. That's how she got the Tubman last name. And the marriage wasn't good. And John was like, I really don't care about you. I don't care about you at all. I'll tell the owner to sell you further south because I don't want to be around you. This first marriage.
Wow.
So she found her two of her brothers named Ben and Henry, and they're like, we got to get out of here. So in 1849, she's 29 years old. She escaped slavery with her brothers, but the brothers changed their mind and went back.
Boom.
So she persevered, traveled 90 miles north by herself to Pennsylvania for freedom.
That's impressive. 29 years old?
Yes. Oof. So she found work in Philly, but she was like, I'm free and I'm living on my own, but life is not real freedom unless you have loved ones and friends. So she went back to save all her family members and her parents. And that's how she started doing the Underground Railroad. So what she would do is...
Man, that's awesome. I had no idea that's how she started it. That made me smile like on the inside.
Inspirational,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. She went back for her loved ones. That's amazing.
So in 1850, there was the Fugitive Slave Act, and it allowed fugitive and free slaves in the North to be captured and enslaved. So her job as an Underground Railroad conductor was much harder and made her job super tough. So she was like, we're not going to the North, we're going to Canada. So for the next 10 years, she got a gun, both for her own protection and to encourage, quotation marks, her... Anyone that she like saved, like, you can't run away. She's like, you're staying here. So she was a G. For the next 10 years, she saved people all the way from Mississippi, dragging them all the way up to Canada.
She had to be aggressive like that, because if one person were to get away and then tell them the vicinity that they're in, they're all
caught.
And
who was all helping on the Underground Railroad? It's all bad. And it made it so much harder after the 1850 Fugitive Slave Act. She was such a G, she would drug babies and young children to prevent slave catchers from catching them and hearing their cries. She never got caught. She emancipated her whole family, everyone. She said, like, so some accounts she saved 300 people. She said it was probably only around 70 in 10 years, which is still super impressive.
Yeah, you're saving lives. Like, we're talking about slavery here, escaping slavery.
God. She did it for 10 years, Tim, never got caught.
Ultimate G.
While having narcolepsy in these visions.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking earlier. I was like, wow, she went through all this while having narcolepsy. Like, when she first did it the first time, you escaped by yourself, 90 miles by yourself, while dealing with narcolepsy, headaches, 29 years old. Wow. And then to continue doing it for 10 years is pretty amazing.
Until she was 40. And then, basically in 1861, Civil War broke out. Did you know she was the first woman general in American history?
I had no idea she was the general, man. I'm not going
to
lie.
The first one, though, she was the first woman ever to lead men into battle. Because she fought for the Union. She had a title, head of espionage and scout network in 1863 for the Union Army. She provided crucial intelligence for the Union commanders, about Confederate Army supply routes and troops, and helped liberate slaves to form black Union regiments. So whenever the Civil War broke out, she came back, started work for the Union Army. She was such a G, she would sneak in onto Confederate lands, find out what they were doing, get slaves, bring them back, and give them guns and everything, and then lead them into battle.
Yeah, I see why it's inspirational the more you read it. Like, that's impressive, man. I feel like I'm going to have to, like, go home and... Yo, who really are you?
Yo, she started doing that at 40. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you were a slave for 29 years. Then for the next 10, 11 years, you were Underground Railroad. Then you did this at 40. And then it didn't stop. She was illiterate. So after the Civil War, she lived in Auburn, New York. She married a former slave and Civil War veteran named Nelson Davis. So her last name changed to Davis. And they adopted a little girl a few years later. She had an open-door policy. She became a philanthropist. So she would sell homegrown produce, pigs, donations, whatever. But even though she was illiterate, she would go give speaking engagements. You know what she would speak about?
What's that?
Women's suffrage. She worked with Susan B. Anthony.
Why?
See?
How do I not know any of this? Like, I, the thing is that bothers me, it's like, I don't even... remember like hearing about this at all at any point in time in school, like not at all.
You got that one paragraph. There was the Underground Railroad and Harriet Tubman helped lead slaves to freedom. That was the one paragraph in our Oklahoma City public school books. Yes, that's why we supported the teachers march last year. But that's crazy, right?
Yeah, that's bananas, man.
It's like everyone knows who Susan B. Anthony is.
Yes.
Right-hand person, Harriet Tubman, who couldn't read and was doing all this. And this is, she's like 50 now, right?
Okay.
In 1896, she purchased land adjacent to her home and opened the Harriet Tubman Home for Aged and Indigenous Color People. Well, because she still had the head injury this whole time. She suffered in her youth. And she endured a brain surgery in 1896 to help relieve her systems. And she worked there and helped out until, you know, became too much and she died in 1911. But what's crazy was after that, she was like, I just want to help people. So that's what she did. She helped with women's suffrage. She opened up a home to help other poor color, disabled color people, because you know there was none of that.
Right.
And that's what she did for the rest of her life.
She had one of the worst like beginnings of life like ever that I've heard of, and she still continued to change the world, but not just like her community. We focus on community quite a bit, but she changed the world, the way that we see it, the way that we live. She was doing something about it. That, man, that's beyond inspirational.
That's all I wanted to talk about, Tim. So whenever the $20 bill happened, $20 bill happened in 2016, and I was like, this is dope, this is awesome. And I was going up to work and like no one knew any of this. And I was just like, you really think she was the most inspirational woman of all time in American history? And I'm like, yeah.
That's tough, man. Like, I can see their argument though. Like, when you told me that, I'm like, all right, like, what else did she do? Let's see. And then hearing what you have here, I've never heard any of this. Then again, I've never really read up on her or anything like that, or had to at any point in time. And you guys know me, I'm not about to open up a book for fun. I'd rather go run. So yeah, man, I can see the argument, but at the same time, you're 100% right. And I agree. I think she's the most influential woman of all time. Like, we need to learn more about her.
At least, American history.
American history, yeah, for sure.
I like how you made it. I don't want read for fun. I want to run. That was a nice rhyme, Tim. I wasn't going to let that slide. I was going to give you your props. But yeah, it's crazy that just no one knows anything about her. And there's so many things inspirational to take from this. It's just hard to focus on one. Like, the thing that gets me is like, you tried to save someone at 12 and you were permanently damaged and you never let it stop you.
Exactly. That's exactly what I got. Look,
she did all the whole Underground Railroad, espionage, war general, philanthropist, speaker, and she was having all these visions and could like sometimes barely sleep.
And maybe these visions were a good thing after all. I mean, like, what I got out of all of this, it's no matter what happens to you, no matter how old you are, it's never too late and it can't stop you. Like, I'm in awe of her. Like, it makes me feel like I'm training for this marathon, and it makes me, by her story, which is the most weirdest thing, we just did a track story the week before about Jesse Owens, but her story is what's motivating me right now and inspiring me to, like, I don't care how old I am or how I feel, I gotta get up and do this right now. This is what
she
we
started
need.
At 30, man.
Yeah, that's not exactly my point. She started at 30, she did something else at 40, did something else at 50, like, and nothing stopped her, man.
30 years of slavery didn't stop her.
Loving it.
Don't let anything stop you from like doing what you got to do. That's what the positive truth's all about. And Tim, did you find a Harriet Tubman quote?
Yes, sir, I did. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world.
After hearing her life story,
be like Harriet. Hashtag be like Harriet.
I like it. We'll be back soon with more positive news stories on Wednesday and Friday. Hopefully this inspirational story inspired your Monday. That's what we're aiming for. But we're out.
Stay positive.